The bill is geared toward doing a couple things. It's geared toward restoring some of the oversight powers that the comptroller lost during Cuomo's first year in office, thanks to the state legislature. It would prohibit Fort Schuyler and Fuller Road Management Corporations, which were in the center of all the corruption trials, from issuing contracts that involve state dollars, pretty much get them out of the business of what got Elaine Carlyle's convicted of. Also requires state authorities to align their procurement policies with state procurement law. So it's really geared at more oversight in order to discourage the kind of corruption that we saw in the recent Buffalo Billion trials. It was introduced at the urging of the state comptroller a year and a half ago. It was approved by the state Senate this past May in a almost unanimous vote, 60-2. And it's been sitting in assembly committee chaired by Crystal People Stokes of Buffalo for the last 2 years. And Crystal will not let it go to a vote, even though it's got 37 co-sponsors. And I think its approval would be a slam dunk if she would release the bill from her committee.
Have you spoken to Crystal People Stokes about this? You say she is the head of this committee?
Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately, this is the governor's doing. Cuomo has been steadfastly opposed to any kind of meaningful reform. He's got Speaker Hastie agreeable to holding off on a vote, and Crystal Peoples is in lockstep with all that. Crystal cites two reasons. I interviewed her at length several weeks ago. She claims that the bill would somehow endanger UB 2020 and other SUNY initiatives across the state. When you try and pin her down, one of her concerns is if the comptroller's oversight was restored, it could potentially lead to very lengthy delays in approval of contracts. The comptroller's office response to that, it takes us on average 7.5 days to review and approve contracts. She also says that the bill would somehow endanger or harm minority and women-owned businesses. The state comptroller's office takes exceptions to both of her interpretations of the bill. They say it would add protections for minority and women-owned businesses.
Does this say something about the governor? We're focusing on this committee. We're focusing on this Buffalo Assemblywoman. But at the same time, it does seem that the governor has a major stake in this.
You'd think the major stake would be cleaning up corruption. In fact, he's taken the opposite position, and I think he just can't bring himself to admit that this happened on his watch. You know, Albany has a serious corruption problem, and it's gotten worse during the time he's been in office. He's done things like create and then disband the Moreland Commission. Two of his very top aides have been convicted in corruption cases. And you'd think that an astute politician would say, I need to get ahead of this. I need to lead the charge on reform. And instead, he's very much been a drag on reform.
And Jim Heaney, thank you very much for coming in and joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you, Jay.